on BBC Radio Shropshire. Given the amount of stuff that's moved online during this lockdown and the associated coronavirus measures that have been put in place, technical issues are much feared. It is not the time for them, is it? Well, the Fixit Drop-In Computer Clinic is working remotely to try and help fix any problems you might be having. And Gavin Martin is on the line to tell me a little bit more. Gavin, how are you? Good evening.
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. So what have you been up to?
Right, well, what we have been doing under normal circumstances is we've been running a drop-in clinic for computer problems at the Roy Fletcher Centre in Shrewsbury.
Okay.
Every Thursday from 10 till 1. Obviously, the lockdown happens, and so we suddenly have to think, well, how are we going to work our way around this? So we've set up a Zoom group where people can drop in virtually, again, every Thursday, 10 till 1. And we can help them with their problems.
What sort of problems are you seeing in the main?
Well, for example, we helped a gentleman who's having issues with his printer. And one of the things that we can do with Zoom is not only can we actually talk to the gentleman, but we can also remotely take control of his computer.
Oh, can you on Zoom?
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. Wow. He just has to allow us access temporarily, obviously. And we just go in and then we can actually see what's happening in his computer and we can find the problem directly.
So that's a really great tool then for being able to... Because I was going to say, you're going to have some problems with people trying to explain a problem they don't understand, are you otherwise?
Yeah, that was the initial fear is, okay, are we going to have to try and decode what problems people are having? Since we can actually directly take control... then, you know, that gets us around that problem.
So do you then see what they can see on your screen?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. So basically, they can share their screen with us, and we can take direct control of it, so we can see exactly the problem that they're describing.
And technology and being able to access things like Zoom and various, whatever applications you're using, are an absolute lifeline at the moment, aren't they? People's livelihoods are depending on them.
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, you know, if something like this had happened, you know, even 5 years ago, how different the whole experience would have been. I mean, the fact that this technology is available is an absolute lifesaver for many reasons.
You all volunteers?
Yes. So there's about half a dozen of us, and we all do it on a voluntary basis. We just ask that people, if we're able to help them, just consider making a donation to the Roy Fletcher Centre. Which is just royfletchercentre.co.uk/donations.
Where do you all come from? What sort of backgrounds have you been recruiting from?
Many and various. So I suppose the ringleader is Mr. Mike Smith, who sadly can't be with us this evening. And he has decades of experience, you know, working on setting up computer networks in companies. And he's just a font of knowledge when it comes to IT. But for myself, I'm just a kind of an enthusiastic amateur who sort of taught myself how to fix things with computers, including opening them up and performing surgery on them if necessary. Although, sadly, I can't really do any of that at the moment. So, but yeah, many and various is the background.
Were you one of those kids who all of a sudden your parents walked in and you'd taken the iron apart and things like that?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah, it's a bit easier these days because, of course, if I take something apart and I don't know how to put it back together again, I can always look it up online.
Yeah, YouTube will show you yeah. How. Have you always just been fascinated by the inner mechanics?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think particularly with computers, when I first got a PC and things went wrong, and obviously you would have to pay money to call someone out to fix the problem. And after that had happened a few times, I was like, okay, we're not going to do this every time. I'm going to actually spend some time to figure out how this thing actually works and how I can solve these problems myself. And then it just went from there. And I'm usually to be found disassembling various gadgets, sometimes, you know, just for the fun of it, just to see what's inside and what makes them tick.
They always say that the more technologically advanced cars have become, the harder they are for sort of do-it-yourself mechanics to fix. Is the same true with computers? The more advanced they get, the harder they are to fix, or not?
Well, as far as, for example, laptops are concerned, they haven't really changed that much.
Okay.
You'll get weird little things like sometimes manufacturers will hide the battery, for example, in a really inconvenient location because they specifically don't want you to take it out and replace it. They'd rather you just bought a new laptop.
Right, so they deliberately almost do that.
I would imagine so. The cynic would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you go back, you know, 5 years, laptop batteries, it was very simply, you know, you press a button at the back and the battery falls off.
Yeah, it ejected.
I did encounter a laptop where the battery was very deeply hidden under all the inner workings of the laptop.
Wow.
And I had to basically strip it down to nothing just to get to the battery, and I was not happy.
What's the big satisfaction? Is the satisfaction solving the problems, or is the satisfaction the reaction you get from people, or is it a bit of both?
A bit of both, definitely. I mean, yeah, it is very satisfying when we can solve something, and especially if somebody comes to us and they've more or less written off their computer, they'll come in and say, there's probably nothing you can do, so I'm going to go and buy a new one in a minute, but just in case there is, could you have a look at this? And then if we are, you know, not only able to, you know, bring it back from the dead, but make it work faster than it has done in years, that's incredibly satisfying, and especially when you see how surprised and how grateful people are that you were able to do this.
Is there anything simple that keeps coming up that people should just do to better maintain what they've got and sort of prolong its life expectancy?
I think that there's one of the things that comes up again and again is people tend to install extra antivirus software on their machines when they don't need to.
Okay.
I think particularly, you know, now that most people who use Windows, for example, are on Windows 10, that comes with antivirus built into it.
Right.
And yet people are still bolting extra antivirus on top of that. Or, for example, the computer, when they buy it, it will already have it pre-installed. Because, you know, different companies will actually pay money to the manufacturer to get that software on the machine out of the box. Mm. And a lot of them do slow things down a great deal. So we have discovered that by uninstalling those third-party antivirus apps, that you can see a speed boost immediately in a lot of cases.
And we should give another plug to the Roy Fletcher Centre, should we? Because it's a bit of a hub for charities, isn't it? How useful is it for you?
Very, yeah. I mean, we were at a previous location and we had to move to the Roy Fletcher Centre at short notice. But as it turned out, we were much better off for it because they have this fantastic computer suite in there. So it's got all of the machines we could ever possibly need and lots of space. And they've been incredibly accommodating and very supportive. And I think they love that we're there. I mean, you know, obviously, when we were able to be open and live, as it were, on Thursday mornings, it did bring a lot of extra traffic into the centre.
So how do people get in touch with you if they need help or they think they can help you?
Right, OK. So the first thing they will need to do, if they have not done so already, is to install Zoom on whatever device they've got. And so to do that, if you just go to zoom.us on your device and download the app, you can get the app for Windows and you can get it for Android and iOS. And then what you will need to do is to actually link directly to us on Zoom so that we can help you via video chat. The best way to do that is if you email info@gotofixit, which is all one word, .uk, so that's info@gotofixit.uk, and then we will reply to you with a very long and very complicated link to our Zoom room, as it were.
Mm.
I can't give you the URL for the actual Zoom room because there's too many characters involved, it's ridiculous.
We'd be at 9 o'clock. Gavin, this sort of stuff goes under the radar, but it's really important at the moment, so thanks a lot for updating us.
That's quite all right, you're very welcome.
It's Gavin Martin, and as he says, just get in touch and he might be able to save you a fair few hundred, maybe thousands of pounds.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.